All right, listen, bitch. I hope you guys had an incredible weekend. Today is the start of week three in the Burn It Down series. So let me be loud and clear. We are done just circling our wounds. We're done performing for our pain. We're done rehearsing the pain. We're done performing for our healing. I can get this straight eventually. Done calling awareness healing when we're still not moving. Okay. So this week, you can plan on building in the ashes, reclaiming your voice, and starting to move like you believe you are chosen. Because if you've tuned in the past 2 weeks, and I'm putting my phone on airplane mode right now, I just did it. Yay. The past 2 weeks, I mean, you've already burned the lies. You named the grief, you felt the rage. Now it's time to rise up and reconstruct the real you, the one who doesn't shrink, doesn't spiral, doesn't apologize for living in the full truth. Because this isn't about pretending to be healed. That hasn't gotten us anywhere except in a cycle of self-abuse. And this is really about becoming someone who refuses to betray themselves ever, ever again. Okay. Week three is really where emotional sovereignty meets that holy authority, where you stop waiting for the clarity and you just start moving in obedience. Okay. And I've been exercising this muscle a little bit of just like training myself to be aware of being obedient, and not seeking that clarity. I felt like I've been in this desperate search for it. So I have learned to move in that obedience. And like I said, it is like a muscle. You have to build it up. You have to flex it. And you just gently steer yourself back. Okay. This is where we stop avoiding pressure and we really start choosing power because you're not a victim of your old story anymore. You are the fire. You are the rebuild. You're the revolution. So let's get into that. Today is Stop Lying to Keep the Peace. We're going to talk about the cost of being the bigger person. Okay. I bit my tongue today. My daughter and I went for a walk and we're talking about some things. And I started to say, I just feel like you should be the bigger person. Instead, I came from that perspective of like, you just need to understand and stop having the expectations that someone is not. Like other people are never going to be us, no matter how much we want them to be, right? Because we think we're great, we think we're kind, we think we're doing all the things, but everybody's different. And we need to give people their space to be different, right? And it doesn't mean being the bigger person, it just means tapping into your own awareness. So, anyway, let's talk about emotional constipation, that comes from biting your tongue in the name of maturity. Okay. I learned this the hard way. You are not growing. You are literally betraying yourself. I want to explain to you guys how fake peace erodes that real connection and why, like, speaking your truth is truly the most loving thing that you can do, even if it costs the relationship. Most people are out here calling their emotional suppression growth. Okay. It's not. That's martyrdom. Okay. Dressed up as spiritual evolution. And this is how you really start calling it by its name. Real maturity feels clean. That emotional martyrdom feels heavy. And I think what I should do today, because this is it's a new word for even me the past few weeks. So I kind of want to expand the language here so that you can catch yourself in the act faster. Because martyr is just one mask that this shit wears. Okay. Martyr just sticks out to me, just my relationship with the Bible lately, the vocabulary I'm bringing in, just old King James version. Okay. But I want to give you guys a few different words and different phrases that all signal that emotional martyrdom. Okay. Because I'm going to be using the word martyrdom so many times. I just want you to be able to put in your own word. So, what kind of matches that same energy is going to be like your people pleasers, self-sacrificer, a doormat, the peacemaker, the overgiver, those chronic accommodators. Words, I wish they came to me as fast as my brain like tries to pump them out. Like my brain has the word and then my mouth doesn't want to say the word. But it's really, if you're a silent sufferer, or this is a great one, okay? The strong one. Are you always talking about why do I have to be the strong one? He's the strong one. I think that's probably the best one. So when I say martyrdom, if that's not a word that, because I understand not everybody's in the middle of, the Old Testament and the New, like not everybody's where I'm at. I get that. So you could just say the strong one or, people pleaser. I think those are the easiest ones. But like these are how these translate in real life, okay? When you make statements like, I'm just trying to be the bigger person, I don't want to cause drama. It's fine. I'll figure it out. I don't want to be a burden. They're going through a lot. I'll just let it go. I always show up even when I'm falling apart because every single one of these is a red flag that you're emotionally bleeding and then you're calling it love. Okay. So we want to be that. I mean, if you're going to be a martyr, you may as well just call yourself a self, betrayer or a silent pretender, a soul suppressor, whatever that looks like for you. Because maturity is going to say, like, this is hard, but I choose it because it's true to my values. Martyrdom says, I'll swallow this for the sake of keeping things smooth, even if it kills me slowly. So if your maturity feels like internal suffocation or chronic resentment, that is not maturity. It is self-abandonment performing for your healing. It's fake. It's a show. It's bullshit. Okay. Real maturity is going to hold boundaries. Martyrdom is going to build silent scorecards. And I know what you're talking about when you hear me say scorecards. Okay. If you're like letting it go, but keeping receipts in your mind of how many times you've done that, you're not at peace, bitch. You're collecting ammo. Okay. Maturity says the hard truth early. Martyrdom delays the blow until you're exploding. Maturity is going to own your choice. Martyrdom secretly hopes to be noticed. Like, you're in martyr mood when you're doing the right thing, but hoping that they see your suffering and reward you for that. I know some of you are feeling triggered right now. You're like, the fuck is she talking about me? Maturity doesn't make you invisible. It makes you whole. Like, it's not about shrinking. It's about being rooted, even when it costs you that comfort. Maturity creates peace. Martyrdom maintains quiet chaos. So you could be silent and still have tension that is thicker than concrete. Okay. Maturity says what needs to be said, even if voices shake, because truth clears the air. Martyrdom keeps things unspoken while we're pretending we're fine. We're still performing. The real question to ask yourself is, am I doing this out of alignment or out of fear? If you're quiet because you're aligned with love and discernment, that is maturity. Okay. And that's the truth, because I would be triggered by a lot of these things had I not found that place of being in aware of the discernment and aware of that unconditional love. If you're quiet because you're scared of conflict or rejection or not being liked, that's the martyrdom. Okay. Real maturity is self-loyal. This martyrdom bullshit is self-erasing. One is going to lead to healing and the other leads to bitterness. And you can call it what it is. This is where your power starts. I want you to get a feel of these two dynamics so you can feel it in your bones and spot them in your own patterns or like in your relationships. I did hit record again. I paused it. You guys, Jesus. Oh my gosh. Real maturity holds boundaries. This is like, it looks like saying, that doesn't work for me without feeling the need to over-explain or apologize. Okay. Stop apologizing for everything. I literally pound this into my kids' head. Stop apologizing. Stop apologizing. Even at work, when I'm there and I hear her working, I'm like, stop apologizing. Stop apologizing. It also looks like leaving a text on read when you're not emotionally available and not making yourself wrong for it. That means you read the text and you know you need a minute before you respond. Or even asking, is now a good time to talk about something real instead of trauma dumping or people pleasing? Take space before you explode, not after. You know, decline the invite, the opportunity or expectation, even if they're disappointed, because your peace is not up for negotiation. You got to feel your guilt and still honor your no. Stating a need without needing to be understood first. You don't have to explain yourself. Saying, I love you, and I'm still not available for that dynamic anymore. You know, walking away when disrespect enters the room, not waiting for the blow up to justify it. This is going to feel like that piece in your chest, some tension in your gut, but I'm going to tell you, it's a growth pain, not fear. You're going to get this incredible, fierce self-respect. There will be a moment, okay, of shaky clarity, but that's going to be followed by that deep inner congruence, really. And it's sometimes lonely, but it is very clean. If you're building the scorecards, this is what that looks like. Letting it slide 37 times, but secretly tracking each one and resenting them for not noticing. Okay. Saying it's fine while emotionally pulling away, getting cold, or overcompensating elsewhere. Ladies, that's our key phrase. It's fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine. You bitch, you know damn well nothing is fine. He knows it too. But he's going through his own shit of not wanting to trigger a burst, an outburst, right? He doesn't want us to have the talk. He doesn't want to get emotional. So he's going to back off and just let you do whatever the fuck you're going to do. And that's going to piss you off more. And there's the cycle of your fucked up relationship, right? This is bringing up old shit and new arguments because you never really let it go. If you're going to forgive someone, you got to release it. You can't keep it, or you never really forgave shit. You can't be upset that they don't reciprocate, okay? And if you are, that's the red flag. When you never clearly ask for what you need, you cannot be upset. If you're doing something for someone because you want them to return the favor, say that. Say that. Everyone's love language is different. You're keeping a towel in your head like, I always show up. They never do. I always do this. They never do. I'm always the one adjusting. They never do. Red flag. That's the bullshit martyrdom, keeping the scorecard, smiling through the hurt, but fantasizing about them, realizing how much they've taken you for granted, and you see yourself slashing their tires or their throat. I get it. Of all the times I thought of turning away my husband. Martyrdom is exploding over something small because your unspoken pain finally had nowhere else to go, or using guilt as a weapon. This is how you know that someone is doing something for themselves and not for you. When they say, after everything I've done for you, bitch, they didn't do shit for you. They did it for themselves. And they just used it to be able to throw it in your face later. Okay. This is what that feels like. You're going to have the tight chest and shallow breathing. Bitterness layered with exhaustion. And you're going to have an ache of being unseen while hiding your truth. And it's like you're doing everything right, but still being overlooked. And you're going to have this huge inner contradiction. Like, you're being good, but you want to scream. Martyrdom feels noble at first, but is always bargaining for love through pain. It's not how God wired us. Maturity is love without the bargain. It's truth in motion, even when it costs approval. I want you to separate self-leadership from silent suffering. This is where we get the power shift, okay? Maturity owns choice. This means that you are conscious that you're choosing something and you're not secretly expecting anyone to rescue, notice, reward, or pat you on the back for it, okay? This looks like, I said yes to this, so I'm not going to complain about the consequence. I own it, okay? Own your choice. If you choose to do something with your life and you hate it, the whole world doesn't have to hear how miserable you are. You own your choice and do something different. And whatever you're not changing, you're choosing what you're not changing. You choose that, own your choice. Don't expect anything from it. And don't complain about the consequences. Own it. You're going to choose to help someone out and let go of the need for having credit or acknowledgement. if you're helping people for accolades, that's not coming from a pure place. It's coming because you need something or want something back, and it's not going to be reciprocated, not in this energy. Setting a boundary and staying steady, even if someone else is upset about it. Biggest thing my husband says, I don't want to hurt their feelings. I don't want to hurt their feelings. He swallows bombs all day long because he doesn't want to hurt people's feelings. Set the boundary and stay steady. People are going to be upset. They'll get over it. That is their burden, not yours. Nobody's out here coddling you for the reactions they've done, the things they've done that have made you feel some kind of way. You have to handle that healing just as much as the next person has to handle their healing. When you are in that maturity state, choosing to stay in a dynamic or a job or a situation, you do this without making it everyone else's fault. Be honest with yourself about why you're staying, serving, speaking. You're in a shitty relationship and you're choosing to stay. You're not going to make that anybody else's fault but your own. You're going to own that in maturity. Make peace with it. Be honest with yourself about why. Make peace with it. Maturity says, I'm not the victim of my yes. I'm not waiting for them to validate my sacrifice. I chose this and I can choose differently when I'm ready. That is the fucking truth. Boom. You're not the victim of your yes. Every single person that ever gets to hear this has to understand that you can choose anything different. Your habits are going to get you there. You get to do whatever you want to do. You get to be who you want when you grow up. You've got to get into that energy of, I run my decisions. They don't run me. And martyrdom is just out there secretly hoping to be noticed. I want to expose the truth because this is where that bitterness starts to boil under the surface. You chose something, but you didn't really. You said yes with a hook, a silent wish, a subconscious trade. I'll do this, but please see me. Please value me. Please repay me. Please give this back to me. Please do something for me. This is you offering to help and then feeling hurt or unseen when no one thanks you the right way or thanks you enough. Overgiving in a relationship and then saying, I just wish they'd appreciate everything I do. Agreeing to something and hoping they notice how much you're sacrificing? What? Withholding the truth and fantasizing that they'll magically figure it out? Ladies, don't we do that with our husbands? We hope they magically figure it out? No, bitch. Okay. That's martyrdom. You're not going to get anywhere in that energy. Feeling resentful because you didn't check in, step up, reciprocate. They didn't, but you never asked them to. And you feel like you're owed love or care because of what you've done behind the scenes? I wonder if I could show you guys what we're owed. I can. Do you see that? This is everything the world owes you. It's a blank piece of paper because no one owes you shit. No one owes you shit. Martyrdom says, I'll do this, but low-key, I need you to realize it, praise me for it, and make it worth it. And when you don't, boom, bitterness, burnout, blow up. There goes the bomb. I want you guys to understand this core difference. Maturity, martyrdom chooses clearly. It's clean. It's free. It's choosing from guilt or fear or emotional debt when it's the martyrdom, okay? Maturity doesn't need recognition to feel whole. Martyrdom feels resentful if unacknowledged. Maturity sets boundaries before burnout. Martyrdom is going to overgive and expect people to read their minds. Maturity speaks the truth up front. Martyrdom hides the pain and waits for the rescue. One's going to operate from self-responsibility. That's our whole purpose. My passion project for this podcast is for you to take massive action, to take responsibility for where you are and where you want to go. But if you're in martyrdom energy, you're going to operate from unconscious manipulation. How do you shift? Okay, I clearly gave you the red flags. I know I don't want you to beat yourself up. I don't want you to spiral. I don't want you to panic. Okay, I want to help you shift from that martyrdom mindset to maturity. So ask yourself before you say yes, would I still do this if nobody ever knew I did? When you feel resentment rising, I want you to pause and ask, where did I say yes when I meant no? Or what did I expect that I never communicated? Start owning your yes or changing your answer. If you said yes to something to be liked or seen or validated, it is not too late to revise. Maturity lets you change your mind with integrity. Speak your actual needs out loud. Stop performing availability and practicing honesty. That's what you have to do. You have to practice honesty. Ask clearly, communicate, say what it is the fuck you want. Risk the no. That is the most freeing and mature thing that you can do. Maturity creates peace. Okay. And I'm like, what does that actually mean, Brandon? What does that mean? It means that you create a peace that is built on truth and clarity, alignment, not on silence, suppression, or compliance. Okay. It really looks like naming the uncomfortable thing in the room before it festers. Hey, babe, something felt really off yesterday. Can we talk about it? I tell my husband, your energy is a little bit wonky. Do you want to talk about it? Right? Or if he has something to say, it's a very simple, just being open with that communication of just asking who we need to be in those moments. Do you want advice or do you just want me to listen? Do you want solutions or just to vent? Tell the truth with a calm nervous system, even when it's risky. I felt dismissed in that conversation, and I don't want to let that go unspoken. And you can set boundaries even if the other person doesn't like it. And most of the time, they don't do it anyway. You say things like, I'm not available to continue this pattern. I care about you, and I'm choosing something different. Walk away from roles and relationships that require you to silence yourself to survive. If I can't be honest here, I'm not going to stay here. Owning your emotions without weaponizing them or expecting others to fix them, that feels like clean air, like you can breathe. You're going to have fewer misunderstandings. You have that inner safety. You have mutual respect. There's no more walking on eggshells. There's more of like, I know where I stand. And maturity creates peace because it's proactive. It faces shit head on so that nothing gets hidden and nothing gets wrought. Martyrdom maintains chaos. It means there's no yelling, no drama, no visible conflict, but under the surface, it's a landmine. It's a landmine of resentment and tension and avoidance and guilt tripping. It looks like not speaking up to keep things smooth while your body is screaming inside. Your jaw's clenched, your chest is tight, you've got headaches, but you're still saying the famous two words, I'm fine, doing the thing over and over and over again, even though you're exhausted, and then slamming cabinets, hoping someone would notice. I've done dumb shit like that. My kids have called me out. My husband has called me out. We do it. We say yes when we mean no. And then we're salty because they expect too much. It looks like waiting for the right moment to speak, which will never come. It's that passive aggressiveness. We get really good at that. It's manipulation. We're performing instead of just being fucking direct. I mean, it's whatever. I don't care. You do you. That's what I tell my kids all the time. If you're not going to do it, no big deal. I'll do it. But really, what I'm saying is, I'm super disappointed you didn't just fucking do it. That's it. You do care. Stop fucking lying. Stop lying. And it looks like being polite while you're emotionally withdrawing or like punishing in subtle ways. There's going to be tension in the air that you can't really name. There's emotional scorekeeping, nervous system overload, pretending everything's okay, and then you're snapping at people over dumb shit. Being tired all the time without doing anything that drains you physically. Because, baby, emotional martyrdom is draining, exhausting, beyond. Martyrdom maintains chaos because it's reactive and it's silent. It waits, it hopes, it simmers, and eventually it's going to explode or you're going to implode. Okay. The big truth bomb is that maturity says the hard thing to build real peace. Martyrdom swallows the hard thing to maintain fake calm. Okay. So if you really want to test yourself with this now, I want you to ask yourself, am I choosing truth-led clarity or avoidance-led calm? One is going to bring you intimacy and the other is going to breed distance while pretending it's harmony. So how do we shift into maturity that creates peace? You name the rupture, even if it feels awkward. That's it. It's very simple. Something feels off. Can we talk about it before it grows? Honor the emotion before it turns to resentment. If it bothers you now, say something now. And you can say stuff in a kind way. You don't have to be a dick about it. Just say something. Waiting isn't going to make it more peaceful. It makes it more volatile. Choose honesty over comfort. Peace is not about comfort. It's about truth with stability. Release the roles where your silence is the price of belonging. That's not a relationship. That's a performance. That's it for today. So you know the deal. If this episode lit a fire under your ass, you just share it with someone, okay? Maybe someone who's still people-pleasing their way into resentment. Maybe someone who is really struggling with the scoreboard, whatever that is. Leave a review. Make sure you guys tag me in your stories. Don't forget to grab the email address or the PDF in my emails that goes with this episode, you guys. Hit the show notes, download the worksheet, and look inside of my show notes as well so you can find all of my favorite things down there, okay? And listen, bitch, if they wanted peace, they should have acted right the first time, okay? Stay bold, stay honest, stay wildly unbothered, zero fucks given, okay? You are the fire. Don't you dare dim it. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow.